Don't ask me to talk. I am so excited. We are back. Welcome to Don't Ask Me to Talk, hosted by Stacey Heller and Eric Ryder.
That's me. We're back, baby.
We're back.
Can you believe it?
I mean, no.
Neither can I.
But the people spoke, and the people were like, you know, we were really starting to get into this.
That's right. What? We took a year off. And it was a busy year.
Yeah, we got married. We have three kids. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry.
That was you. You did that part.
No, I didn't do that part. But it seemed like there needed to be some dramatic thing that happened.
Yeah.
Nothing. We got busy. We were pursuing other things.
Right, yeah.
You've come out with an album with your band.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. I put out an album, and that is available. Battersea the Band, bandcamp.com.
There you go.
Yeah. And love for folks to check that out. But that's not why you called. You called for Don't Ask Me to Talk,
that's
which
true.
Is, you know, for folks that don't know, I don't know how you're finding this if you don't know, because this is on the podcast. For folks that don't know, this was the show where we took random topics and, you know, talked about them for an hour, give or take.
Yeah.
I mean, we also talked about crazy fun stuff like all the dumb made-up holidays that marketing gurus have put out there for people to talk about.
Totally.
And we took the bait and we talked about it.
Yeah, we did. We're not above bait.
No, of course not. We're fishers in the ocean of conversation,
oh,
if you will.
Look at that. That makes us actually sound like smartish.
But if smartish.
You're a, but if
maybe
you're,
we should change the name to smartish.
Right? Exactly. I mean, if you're a fish and you're falling for something hook, line, and sinker, how smart are you really?
Well, there you go.
But, you know, but yeah, we totally like the random holidays, ideas that we've had.
That's right.
Random topics. You know, what we like to say is that we like to go down the rabbit holes of conversation that these topics create, because you never know. Like, it's like, speaking of fishing, it's like having topics in a fishbowl. You pull it out and you see what happens.
That's right. Yeah.
Very often we don't end where we started.
Well said.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Wonderland, right? Sometimes it gets big. Sometimes it gets small.
Which one of us is the Mad Hatter?
Probably me.
Okay.
Although you worry about things like, we're late for a very important date.
That's right. Yeah, I'm probably the rabbit.
Yeah. So, but yeah,
Did he have a name in that book / movie /
I don't just...
animated specials?
I don't know.
The bunny?
Yeah, now I'm going to have to look it up.
We're going to have to find out.
We're racing off already to like
Tangent
random
Land.
Topics. Totally. Maybe that should be the name of our podcast, actually, Tangent Land.
That's a good idea.
Right? I will say, if you feel like, oh my gosh, this was really fun, and you are a new listener, then guess what? You can go back and listen to past episodes wherever you find podcasts. And, you know, or if you're new, make sure that you subscribe.
Yeah. And there'll be like tons of times where we pose a question that you'll know the answer to. And so you can have fun shouting at your phone or radio, however you're listening to the program, and say, White Rabbit, his name is White Rabbit. How can you forget that?
There was a song written about it, for God's sake.
That's right.
I'm like, I totally forgot about that. That song, White Rabbit, and Blue Man Group actually used White Rabbit in early iterations of their show.
The Jefferson Airplane song?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Right? There's a fun fact you wouldn't have known.
Right.
My brother, back in the day, I don't know, it's like back in 1600 when the Blue Man Group came out, he worked for them.
1600?
Okay, we are not historically accurate on this show.
I'd like to see them incorporated in more Renaissance fairs.
Oh, 100%.
That would be good.
Right. But he worked for them when he was in New York for a bit. And I remember going to see it. And White Rabbit was an integral part of the show.
Interesting. Yeah. One pill makes you bluer.
Exactly.
And one pill makes you play percussion.
Exactly. Did he mention he has an album out?
It's hopefully better than that, though.
Oh, it's way better. It's very good. You should 100% go check it out. Now, if you want to communicate with us, guess what? You can.
Absolutely. Yeah. Give us ideas.
Yeah. We want ideas. Maybe you have a guest idea, a topic idea, a fun fact, some random discussion point that you want us to just riff on. Guess what you can do? You can text or leave a voicemail at 475-999-2726.
And at this point in the show, in previous iterations,
yeah, I was just gonna
say, would come up with some fun, acronym for that number. But I feel like maybe that we might have shot ourselves in the foot with that a little bit, because people might not have actually figured out what the actual digits were based on trying to decode the name. So for now, let's just give the straight number so we stand a chance of folks actually communicating with us.
I like that.
475-999-2726. You can text, you can call, you can send us pictures, whatever you want to do.
Totally. Yeah. Now, full transparency, when you call, I'm not picking up. I don't know who you are. Doesn't mean I don't want to hear from you, but let me pose the question. Does anybody actually answer the phone when it's an unknown number?
No.
No.
Unless you're a psycho.
Right. So it's not that we don't love you. We just don't know you yet.
That's right.
So for sure.
A stranger's just a friend you haven't met yet.
There you go.
Isn't that from a song?
I think it is.
Yeah. I don't know which
I don't know
which
either.
Song. But
so see, there's a perfect
example. That's
another
thing we'll find out.
I know. So much to find out. So do you want to kick things off with our random April things?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's talk about April, because the show is coming back in a couple weeks. It'll still be April. When we're recording this is April Fool's Day. So it's a good thing we're not doing the news, because all this news that we covered today may well have been debunked.
Totally.
As
totally.
A joke by the time we...
Don't you wish that most of
this.
The news was a joke?
Oh, it does. Definitely feels like a bad joke many days.
Uh-huh.
There's so much of it that I'd go like, oh, thank goodness that was an April Fool's joke.
Right.
You know, we still have a bridge in Baltimore.
I know. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice.
Oh my
gosh. And unfortunately, we're living in reality.
We are. And
unlike
I will
a lot
say,
of people.
This show, the nice thing about the show is we're not delusional. It's not like we're not addressing and aware of
well,
the...
Well, speak for yourself.
Well, okay. Yeah, okay.
No, we are aware, yes.
But, you know, the world is at times full of so much stuff that it's like, ugh. Like, this is the spot that, you know, this is the water cooler talk.
That's right. We like to consider this a nice bit of pop culture oasis away from the angriness and the cultural divide of the rest of the world or humanity or reality or however you want to put it.
Exactly. All right. So in past iterations of the show, we would really think about a specific day because we were doing the shows on a specific day, but we decided to mix it up a little bit. And instead, there is so much to choose from each given month. So one of the things that, of course, I'm the one that types all this nonsense up because, you know.
And thank you for doing that.
Well, yeah. And there was some facts about the name April and how popular it is. It's not terribly popular. So that didn't seem like worth it.
Like the girl's name?
Yeah.
April?
Yeah. I mean, Parks
I think
and Rec.
That's a good name, yeah.
Like, isn't it April in Parks and Rec?
You know, I didn't watch that show, so what? I'm not sure.
Seriously? See, this is the kind of thing that we find out. Like, you have to watch Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
It's really good.
And there was a singer called April March, which I always thought was a great.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of singer?
And she was a, you know, like a indie gal, I guess.
So was it her given name? Or was it like her stage name?
You know, I'm going to have to Google that and find out. But yeah, that was the name she used anyway for putting out music. And so, yeah, I think April is a fine name, but it is interesting. We don't have that many people named after other months of the year.
I have a niece named May.
Well, there you go. That's the other one. There's April, there's May, and there's January Jones.
That's true.
But the rest of the month does not have people named after it.
I have dubbed my chest June and July because of the song June is Busting Out All Over. And I feel like it needs to be June and July, but, you know, I know too much as always. Okay, I looked it up just because I had to, and apparently in 2022, which is the most recent data, April as a name ranked number 530.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the thing that I thought was interesting was, I mean, it's not really interesting, but as a topic, like, are you a spring cleaner person?
You know, as much as I don't do stuff where, like, you know, with the rest of society.
Right, like back to school,
yeah,
New Year's resolutions.
Exactly, yeah. I find myself, you know, using spring to actually start cleaning up.
Right.
I think there's a reason why it's spring cleaning. It's just we start to feel a little more energetic. It might be still a little bit cold to go outside and hang out outside all day, but it is getting nicer. You know, the house is feeling warmer. You're starting to notice, oh no, a lot of dust has accumulated.
Dust bunnies. So, it's bunny season.
Yeah. I found myself this last weekend doing some spring cleaning. How about yourself?
Same. And I was surprised to learn that spring cleaning is actually associated with, you know, lots of cultures, but that it comes from apparently the Jewish tradition of Passover, which is preparing like your home, or even part of the Christian tradition of like preparing for Lent.
Well, that makes sense because I usually pass over doing cleaning in the house.
Right. I mean, honestly.
As much as I can.
Totally. But it's you're right. It's like this idea of it's time to open up the windows and the curtains and
I mean,
like,
I just 2 weeks ago scrubbed the lamb's blood off the door. So that tells you how far behind I am.
Yeah, you are. I mean, wow. I don't even know what to say to that.
That's a Passover joke for anybody that doesn't know.
Yeah, totally. Well, and Easter happened early this year.
It did.
So, like,
took me by surprise.
Yeah, done, by the way. So,
although
not even,
I did buy a ham. Do you do the ham on
totally do the
Easter?
Ham. So good. Okay, do you do the spiral cut with bone or do you do without bone?
I like the bone in and that's what she said.
No, I was like, I'm not going to go there.
But
I already talked about June and July.
I prefer the not spiral cut if I can get it, but those are getting rarer to find.
It's really hard to find.
Yeah.
We found a boneless one, which was delicious, and it's, you know, pre-sliced and you can add the glaze. Now, funny story, my 84-year-old mother goes to her grocery store each week and she was at the checkout and the gal that was checking her out said, you know, hey, you get a free ham. And, you know, my mom, who like basically exists on Triscuits, Havarti cheese and Dewar's White Label scotch, was like, what? And she's like, yeah, you get a free ham. You can go in the back and pick it up and then just.
And by the way, we're going to assume you're not Jewish, Muslim,
right,
vegetarian.
Right. Totally. But, you know, free ham's a free ham.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she went back. She got an 8.5-pound ham for, you know, her. And so she said to her friends, you know, like, let's have a party.
Nice.
So they're going to go ham and have a party. See what I did there? Yeah. Anyway.
I like it.
Yeah. So it is delicious. And for Easter this year, we also tried roasted artichokes. Not a fan.
Interesting.
It's just like they don't get soft. You can't eat the heart of the artichoke the way you do when you steam them. It was not satisfying. And I my husband and my daughter did it, and I didn't want to say anything because help is help and creativity is creativity.
Yeah.
But never again.
Well, enough mayonnaise and you can choke them down, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, and we had made some homemade mayonnaise.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. So anyway.
Follow us for more recipes.
Yeah. We've shared recipes in the past.
We have, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a pie that you made growing up.
That's right. My mom used to make a baked coconut pie. And I tell you, I had never made it before. We had mom on to talk about the baked coconut pie. But then I got the recipe out of her. And I've made that pie maybe 5 times.
Yeah, you
since
did.
Then. Yeah.
See?
And it's turned out great. It's delicious. So
of course it is.
Go back to the podcast feed if you want to find out how to make the baked coconut pie. That is amazing.
Yeah, it's totally. It's totally amazing.
And I think it was a Thanksgiving episode that we did.
Yes. All right. Okay, so holidays in April of note. Now, one thing that I thought was really interesting is that April 1st and National 1 Cent Day are the same day. Because it's foolish that we even have pennies around anymore. There, I said it.
Okay.
Right? April 6th, I liked New Beer's Eve. I just think that that's funny. I don't even know what it is, but I just like a play on words. Tax Day, obviously, the 15th. The other thing that I liked was Haiku Poetry Day because I have taken to...
You love your haikus.
I love a haiku. It started from our... a friend of the show, JD, who has his own show, and he was doing these haikus, and then I became obsessed and totally write. It's like, for me, it's like limericks. Instead of writing things that are appropriate for a haiku, I'm writing ridiculousness. Let's see, what else? Earth Day, of course. Gummy Bear Day. Now, this was only interesting to me because have you ever read, they may have been taken down now, but the reviews about the sugarless gummy bears that Amazon had for years where people were writing like the best, most ridiculous side-splitting reviews of sugarless gummy bears?
That's because they have a laxative effect that people didn't necessarily expect, but that is a true thing about... about sugar-free candy is it's often made with a sugar alcohol that can act as a laxative. And I learned this the hard way many years ago. So, yes, I have seen those reviews. It is very funny. But also, PSA, be careful when you're eating sugar-free candy.
Totally.
Can have a...
It's going to start with a toot and end with
can
a blast.
Upset your stomach,
oh my
that's
gosh.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, the 5-pound sugarless bag, people were like, makes a great gift for your local politician. I was like, whoa. So, anyway, so those are some of the highlight days. We'll highlight some other ones in other episodes. Birthdays. I listed a whole bunch of birthdays. Any stick out for you?
Lon Chaney, wow. Marvin Gaye, Francis Ford Coppola, Jackie Chan, John
what
Madden.
Happened to Jackie Chan? Is he still around?
Oh yeah.
Is he making movies?
He's still making movies, still going strong.
Interesting. And Clarence Darrow, is he the attorney that was part of the OJ case?
I was going to say I know the name, but I can't say that I remember what he's famous for.
Well, we're going to have to look that up now so that we can find out that.
He was an American lawyer who became famous in the 19th century for a high-profile representation of trade union causes. And in the 20th, the Scopes Monkey Trial. Remember that?
Oh.
Yeah, so he was involved with that. So.
Okay. So different Clarence, maybe? Anyway.
Robert Downey Jr., Paul Rudd, some great actors there.
Right? Cal Penn, which every time I think of him, I'm like, why would somebody name their kid after a school?
Cal Penn.
I don't know why I think of it as a school. Like, it's not, but I just think of it as a school.
Yeah, and David Letterman, kind of a similar thing going on there, but because you can be a Letterman in
That's true.
Sports.
That's true.
In your university, you went to Cal Penn. You were a Letterman at Cal Penn.
Right. Exactly. Anyway, okay. So that's some of the stuff, some of the people. So we'll have to expand on that.
Absolutely.
Next time. All right. Yeah. Should we take a break here?
Well, yeah, I think we got to wrap up because this is only a teaser episode meant to whet your appetite to get you to check out the next edition, the next full-length, brand-new edition of Don't Ask Me to Talk.
Hey, are we going to run our wheel of topics?
Yeah, let's find out what we're going to talk about on the first episode of the new era
exactly.
of Don't Ask Me to Talk. And we're... we're talking about one of my favorite things.
What?
TV.
Ah, look at that. All right. So, by the way, if you're new to the show, this is something that we do. We pick the topic the week before. The next week, we come and we talk about it. If you know, you know. But hey, thanks for checking it out. We're looking forward to being back and being with you.
And before we go, we should probably tell people when we're going to be back. I think that's pretty important. So, mark it down on your calendar. We will be back with more brand new episodes of Don't Ask Me to Talk starting on Thursday, May 2nd. So subscribe now so you don't miss a moment of Don't Ask Me to Talk. Back from the dead, baby!